Well, it seems like we are constantly dealing with situations, scams here, scams there. And we have a gentleman on our WHBC Newsline this morning that's really going to help us out a little bit. And his name is Robert Fenn. He's with the Social Security Administration, public affairs specialist, by the way. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Can't complain, won't complain. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Good to have you on. Well, so let's talk about this because National Slam the Scam Day is coming up, right?
Yes. So National Slam the Scam Day is taking place for Social Security on March 10th. The reason is that the Federal Trade Commission this week, March 6th through the 12th, is the National Consumer Protection Week. And Social Security's role is that we're looking to make sure that we promote and get the word out regards to Slam the Scam. Pam, it's interesting that so many individuals, you know, we become accustomed to thinking, well, if I know it, someone else knows it. But it's not so, meaning that there's too many scams, too many individuals being victims of these scams. And so March 10th, we are campaigning for Slam the Scam Day.
All right. And, you know, it's interesting because when somebody is the victim of a scam and these scammers invoke the use of the government, that makes it all that more believable or scary, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, just think about it in terms of the individual. You get a phone call that you don't expect. You're probably just sitting down having your cup of coffee or, you know, sitting down with family, and then someone tells you your social security number has been compromised, and in order to do so, you need to take action right now. And then the calls call again. Then they come again. And then, unfortunately, many times we think, well, I'd rather just go ahead and deal with this now. It seems like a simple practice, meaning just call them back or hit one for them, and we want to just get some type of resolution. We're not thinking that the problem that you're going to walk into may be even harder by not just simply calling the source, meaning that if you should catch on to some clues, Social Security as an agency or any government agency is not going to call you and threaten you that you have to go to some big store, you know, in order to buy their gift cards and then have monies transferred from those gift cards to them. That is not Social Security's standpoint at all. I've had grandparents call and say that their grandchild is, you know, incarcerated. I've had younger individuals in their 30s say that they have been contacted. And so, again, fam, we had over this total, I think the number is $331 million in government imposter scams. So this is very important that was from January through September of this 2021. So this is important that we get the word out that there are scams continuing to go out there, and we need to be remaining vigilant against them.
Are there any other ways that we can spot these things?
Yes. Well, one, there's simple things in terms of because it doesn't always have to take place over the phone. It can be an email. There's all kinds of tips in which you can go to our website, socialsecurity.gov, or go to oig.ssa.gov. There's little things like just scrolling over your browser and looking to see if that link changes from, even though the wording in the email may say the government agency, but when you scroll over the browser, you know, that the little link, you may see it change to .com. Anything that's federal is going to have .gov at the end of it. That's just a quick little tip. The fact that you can look for certain typos in it, you know, it sounds so simple, but these individuals, their goal is just to shake you up, grab your attention, and for you not to pay attention to those certain things, you know, that it's Social Security, and they spell security, you know, no R in it. You know, Social Security, those little things you'll look for. Maybe the eagle, you know, that we have, maybe it's not an eagle on there. So there's a variety of things that you may not see or may not catch. But the point is that if it's Social Security, if we need to contact you, we're going to mail a letter first. And we may mail another letter and another letter letting you know we need to speak with you. Or if you've contacted us, that makes sense. That's why we will be contacting you. So there's a variety of ways. I don't want to just give one or two and everyone thinking, well, it didn't come that way. It can come a variety of ways. And they're quite often, I mean, being frank, they're thieves. So they're not going to just stay consistent. They're going to try to think of different ways in which they can trick you. Go to our website, socialsecurity.gov. You also can check out the Federal Trade Commission, which is ftc.gov/scams, ftc.gov OIG.org/scams. Or if you need to report it, you can go to OIG, Office of Inspector General, .ssa.gov to report some of these things. And follow us on Twitter, Facebook, just so you can get those updates to say what's going on.
And we'll put all of this on our website, too, so folks can catch the links and find out all the information that you've offered. And that was going to be my next question. Definitely, if somebody feels like this is not right or correct, they should report it, correct?
Yes, absolutely report it, because this allows them to say, okay, where it's coming from, when these individuals are contacted, and there's little clues that you may not think, but they are relevant. The voice, the tone, what was the wording, what did they tell you, where do they want you to go? All these things are very important. So the more information that they can have, they do want them. And I've spoken with OIG, and that is something that they constantly just put in front of me, that let the individuals know, they should let us know what's going on, where they're getting this information. So do not be afraid in terms of, one, if you get a letter, contact the source, the actual agency that is supposedly sending you something, or quite frankly, if someone's threatening you, hang up.
Period. All right. Very good. Robert Fenn with the Social Security Administration, thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to make sure we pass all this great information along.
Thank you, Pam, for all that you do as well. Thank you.